they call that the truck patches, I guess, because what they raised in the truck patches, they'd sell there.
Mm-hmm. Would they have a special name for the stuff they raised in the truck patches?
Mm-hmm. Just vegetables.
What sort of fences did they used to have?
Well, as far back as I can remember, they called it hog wire.
Mm-hmm.
They put that down at the bottom of the post, and then put barbed wire on top.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of wooden fence that you could have around your yard or your garden?
That was the picket fence.
What's that?
Picket fences.
How were they built?
Well, they run from board from one post to another and tap and lay on the pickets to the lowers.
Were the pickets pointed up at the top?
Uh-huh. Some were, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some.
They'd need more than, say if you're setting up a barbed wire fence, you'd have to dig holes for the
posts.
Mm-hmm. What about a fence that would go like this?
Now, yeah, I've seen them. What do they call those? I did not, but I shoot. Oh.
Do you ever hear a rail
mm-hmm.
fence or a snake fence? Or?
Well, that could be what that is. Railed. I guess so. Railed.
Uh-huh. You called it a...
rail fence, I reckon.
Did you ever see a fence or wall made out of loose stone or rock?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was that?
I don't know unless it's a stone fence.
Uh-huh.
What to call it now. There's one out this way, not very far from you, but that's made of brick.
Uh-huh.
This is not stone.
And the place on a farm where they have a lot of milk cattle and sell the milk and butter. You call that place a
dairy.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear that word dairy used to talk about anything besides this commercial farm?
Uh-uh.
Where did y'all used to keep milk and butter before you had refrigerators?
In our safes.
Mm-hmm. What was the safe?
Well, we put the dishes on the top shelves
uh-huh.
and the milk in big old crocks on the bottom,
mm-hmm.
on the bottom shelf.
Where did people used to keep potatoes or turnips during the winter?
In their cellars or pumpkin potatoes.
Or pump?
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
They'd dig a hole in the ground and mm-hmm. put pine straw and dried broom sedge and put the potatoes in that
mm-hmm.
and put some more straw on it,
mm-hmm.
cover it up with dirt, and turn an old tin tub down over the top of it to keep
mm-hmm.
the water from going in it.
And you call that a
pump, potato pump. And I have heard of them using the same method to store turnips. Oh. Okay. Put.
What would you use the milk in?
Well, we just had a regular old bucket.
Mm-hmm. What was the bucket made out of?
Tin, I reckon.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever see one made out of cedar? Not for milking it, but for carrying
milk. Uh-huh. I've seen cedar buckets and that oak.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference between a bucket and a pail?
I don't know, they would all be that same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Or I would classify them the same thing.
Do people ever use the word pail around here?
Mm-hmm. Once in a while.